We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Congestion pricing for taxis and ride shares will help the MTA offer a discount on commuter rails. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg live for us this morning at Woodlawn Station in the Bronx with the details.
And Kevin, there are some commuters in neighborhoods like here in Woodlawn, the outer boroughs of New York City, who have a choice to make. Pay $2.75 to ride the subway and save money, or pay close to $10 a trip to ride Metro North and the Long Island Railroad and save time. For others, there is no choice. They have to make the more expensive route because there's no subway that's close enough. I just spoke to a woman here at the Woodlawn Station. She commutes into Manhattan every day. She has the option of walking an extra half mile up to 33rd Street to get to the 2 or the 5 train, but it would take her over an hour then to get to work if she did that. And plus, she tells me she feels a lot safer on Metro North. Well, riders like her will soon be getting those discounts. The MTA is going to vote this week to use $50 million from an outer borough transportation account for a variety of things, including 20% discounts on monthly LIRR passes and 10% for trips on Metro North. Now, the money, as you said, will be coming from congestion pricing, that taxi toll for drivers below 60th Street, which won't start till next year at the earliest. But these discounts, Kevin, could start by May 1st of this year.
Governor Cuomo wants to try again. He's put another offer on the table for the Trump administration to reopen the Trusted Traveler program for New Yorkers. At issue, access to DMV records. More on this with WCBS's Christy Kalishian.
The governor says the feds are not negotiating in good faith.
They're saying we deport undocumented people. Keep us the list. And I'm saying no.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, on a conference call Friday, says he's willing to give federal officials access to the state's DMV database without access to each driver's social security number, so they won't be able to identify undocumented immigrants who now can get a driver's license in New York. Cuomo says the director of ICE called it a threat to his agents.
You're threatening the public safety of my men. No. I'll cooperate with your men. But I'm not giving you the DMV database in a way where you can tell the undocumented.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
The jurors in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial will be back on Monday for day 5 of deliberations. Yesterday, the jury offered some insight on which way they might be leaning. WCBS reporter Steve Burns with more from Manhattan Criminal Court.
It could be an indication of where things are headed. To even consider counts 1 and 3, predatory sexual assault, jurors are likely looking at a guilty verdict on the lesser charges, rape and criminal sexual act. They asked Justice James Burke if they could be hung on those two more serious charges while being unanimous on the lesser charges. Burke, after consulting with the prosecution and the defense, told jurors to keep deliberating just before sending them home for the weekend. The predatory sexual assault charges are linked to the alleged rape of Annabella Shora in 1993. The statute of limitations has expired, but her account is being used to escalate charges surrounding the other two women involved, Miriam Haley and Jessica Mann. Jurors seem to be zeroing in on Shora's testimony, asking for it to be read back to them, which two court reporters dutifully performed in the morning. Jurors are expected back for day 5 of deliberations on Monday. At Manhattan Criminal Court, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A look at the WCBS Exergen weather forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager.
And Kevin, that forecast for today features a warm-up. We've been stuck in the 30s the past couple of days for highs, barely above freezing. Today we go above 50 with the sunshine, I-51. Clear tonight, not even below freezing for a low temperature in the city, 35 in Midtown, upper 20s in a few suburbs. Tomorrow even milder with the sun, high 54. Despite increasing clouds on Monday, high again 54 to start the work week, but then umbrellas needed for a couple of days beginning Tuesday. Cloudy a bit of rain or drizzle, high 48. Periods of rain Wednesday, high 47.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.